Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
I'm Rich Schrappolino, and these are the tech headlines for the week that was. India introduced new regulations on ride-hailing services, ensuring drivers are paid at least 80% of fares and capping surge pricing at 1.5 times that of base fares. The regulations do allow ride-hailing services to offer fares at 50% of base fares as well. Drivers are now limited to working 12 hours a day, with companies now responsible for providing insurance. The regulations also allow for shared car services on private cars, allow for the option of solo female riders to share rides with other women only, and caps cancellation fees at 10% of total fares. The Wall Street Journal sources say federal and state antitrust authorities are preparing to file up to 4 new lawsuits against Facebook and Google by the end of January. This includes a FTC antitrust lawsuit against Facebook looking at if WhatsApp and Instagram acquisitions stifled competition, a similar suit by a coalition of state attorneys general against Facebook expected in early December, and 2 antitrust lawsuits against Google led by 2 other groups of state attorneys general scrutinizing the company's ad and search dominance. This follows the Department of Justice's antitrust lawsuit looking into Google's search dominance filed last month. AWS announced at its reInvent conference support for the Mac Mini to the cloud. The EC2 Mac instances are now generally available and mainly for developers who want a cloud-based build and testing environment for their Mac and iOS apps. The hardware doesn't support the M1 Mac Minis yet, only Intel i7 machines with 6 physical and 12 logical cores and 32 gigabytes of memory. But the AWS team tells TechCrunch that M1 support will happen within the first half of 2021. AWS also announced AWS Trainium, its next-gen custom chip that trains machine learning models. AWS says Trainium has higher performance than any of its competitors in the cloud, with support for TensorFlow, PyTorch, and MXNet available as EC2 instances and inside Amazon's machine learning platform, SageMaker. The Libra cryptocurrency will be renamed to Diem in an effort to show organizational independence from Facebook as it works toward regulatory approvals for launch. The Libra Association, which runs the project, will now be known as the Diem Association, and its currency will be called, appropriately, the Diem Dollar. The Financial Times reports that the cryptocurrency could launch as a single coin backed by the dollar as early as January 2021. The Guardian reports Facebook will pay mainstream UK news outlets millions of pounds per year to license their articles, with most British newspaper groups signing up for the program. The articles will appear in a dedicated news section on Facebook due to launch in January. Salesforce announced it has agreed to acquire Slack in a deal worth $27.7 billion. Slack had lost 40% of its value since going public. Salesforce co-founder and CEO Mark Benioff said Salesforce and Slack will shape the future of enterprise software and transform the way everyone works in the all-digital work-from-anywhere world. The acquisition will move Salesforce into direct competition with Microsoft. The U.S. state of Massachusetts has passed a bill waiting to be signed into law that restricts the use of facial recognition by law enforcement in the state. Under the new rules, police could only use facial recognition with a warrant or if there's evidence it would prevent serious injury or death. Facebook announced it will remove misinformation about COVID-19 vaccines from its platforms. Facebook's previous policy was to remove inaccurate COVID-19 content if it could lead to imminent physical harm, with 12 million posts removed under this policy from March through October. Facebook previously banned ads that promoted anti-vaccination conspiracy theories. The company will now remove posts debunked by public health experts related to safety, efficacy, ingredients, or side effects of the vaccines. Google announced it's letting Android users in certain locations submit Street View photos to Google Maps directly from a phone. Devices must be AR Core compatible, with locations limited to Toronto, New York, Austin, Nigeria, Indonesia, and Costa Rica for now. Google will use the images when it doesn't have its own content for Street View in an area. Google previously allowed for users to submit their own Street View photos, but required a special 3D camera to do so. And finally, Warner Media announced that all of its 2021 theatrical releases will be simultaneously released on HBO Max. Movies will be available on the streaming service for 1 month from date of release before being removed. Movies will stream at 4K Ultra HD and HDR. The company is committing to this release schedule for 1 year. Warner Media also announced a limited deal offering HBO Max 22% off if prepaid for 6 months at $69.99. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. You can find show notes there and links to all these headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.